The ethnic Kikuyu residents at the Naka Displaced People's Camp in the Rift Valley were driven from their homes by Kalenjin mobs following the last presidential election in Kenya. Years later, they're still waiting to be resettled by the Kenyan government. As the country prepares for elections on March 4th, camp resident Scholastica Wanjiru says she sees hope in the alliance of Kikuyu presidential candidate Uhuru Kenyatta and his Kalenjin running mate William Ruto.
It will help us very much because, as you can see, now they are telling us we are brothers and sisters. We have seen the fruits of their union and we are all together now.
While the presidential ticket is seen as a uniting force by some, Kenyatta and Ruto are both charged by the International Criminal Court with crimes committed during the violence that followed the 2007 election, including the displacement of people.
Many of the victims of the post-election violence were buried in this cemetery here. The area sits right on the border between Kalenjin and Kikuyu land. And while there have been substantial efforts to reconcile the two communities over the past 5 years, both sides do remain suspicious of each other heading into next week's vote.
67-year-old Duwadi Githau Kamani says the two tribes have always fought each other over land, but he too is hopeful that the new alliance will work.
If they have really united and agreed, and if it's genuine, I will say it is justice, and I'll forget the past.
But Nick Omido, deputy head of the Center for Human Rights and Democracy in Eldoret, is skeptical about the real motivation of the camp's residents for supporting Kenyatta and Ruto.
I think those IDPs are just not being genuine, because one is that it's the same group that has made them to be in that position. The two, that the cost of them being in that position. I think that the perception is that the two will win and then they'll reward them. That's what they're looking at.
Land rights have been a major issue in this year's presidential race. Residents of Naka Camp are hoping that their vote will help bring them new land to farm and a place to call home. Gabe Josselow, VOA News, Eldoret, Kenya.